Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome to my channel. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel, go ahead and head over to YouTube and subscribe to Star's Conversations. And we will have the conversation in the comments below. And before I get into this podcast, I want to let you all know that I have a pop-up store where you can buy Christian merchandise and support this channel. So I'll leave the link in the description box below and head over there and see what you like. Okay, so I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind for about a couple of weeks, and I believe it's important. So when I was coming out of my lukewarmness, I was looking for people to follow. I was looking for teachers. I was looking for pastors, influencers that was going to help me in my walk with Christ. And so when I first came into this Christian dome, I guess I would call it that, this Christian culture and Christian internet, I should say, because when I was a lukewarm Christian, I didn't follow a lot of Christian content creators. Now, one person that I did continue to follow because when he spoke, I just knew it was the truth, was Pastor G. Craig Lewis. When he would speak, I would feel so convicted, but I kept following him. But I didn't really follow anyone else. So when I decided to come out of being a lukewarm Christian and really just follow the teachings of the Bible and surrender my heart to God, I was looking for people to follow. Like, Lord, help me to follow people that's going to lead me to you, right? And so being naive spiritually, I was just following anyone that, you know, that appeared to talk against sin. And so I did that. And so one time when I was reading my Bible, the Lord instructed me to read 1 Corinthians, the whole book, and 2 Corinthians, the whole book. And he told me, when you read it, I want you to take notes on each chapter that you're reading. So that's what I did. So as I'm going through the chapters in the books, I get to the point where it says, where Paul is speaking about how God all gives us spiritual gifts. And so I'm reading it, and I get to the part where it says that God has given some people the gift of teaching. God has given some people the gift of healing. And he has given some people the gift of discerning of spirits, that they can tell whether a spirit comes from him or not. And I was like, that is me. That is me. Because I was always able to discern whether, even in my lukewarmness, whether a message was coming from God or not. Remember, the Bible says that our gifts are without repentance. So I was always able to discern, like, nah, that ain't it. You know, I never could really get into Sarah Jakes, even though sometimes I would see like clips of her message and it sounded good, but it's just like, I don't know about that. So it just never clicked for me. And the reason why it never clicked for me is because of my gift of discerning of spirits and a host of other people, right? Even her father, it just never really clicked for me. I can't think of any. Oh, even what is that man's name? He's in a scandal right now. Prophet Lobi Elias. I think that's his name. When I came out of my lukewarmness and I was looking for people to follow, he was one of the first pages that I saw on YouTube. And so I listened to it and he was talking and I'm like, no, nah, something ain't right. And so I did not follow him, especially that the friend that he has, Passion Java, whatever his name is. No, like I just saw it. I didn't even have to listen to what he said. I just knew that was a no. And so moving forward, I was like, Lord, just help me. So I began to follow Tiffany Montgomery when she went viral for her rebuke to the church about being lukewarm, because God was calling me out of my lukewarmness. I resonated with that rebuke because God wants us to come out of our lukewarmness. And I was coming out of being a lukewarm Christian. So I began to follow Tiffany Montgomery. I began to follow Jenny Weaver. I began to follow Joshua Giles because those were the people who were popping up on my algorithm when I was looking for Christian content creators or Christian ministers to follow. And so as I began to dig deeper into who God was, or who he is, I should say, and just dig deeper into the scriptures, praying more, denying my flesh more, fasting more, and just really knowing the character of God, I begin to see some inconsistencies. And I always remember the scripture in the book of Joshua. And when Joshua did not consult God on the matter. So Joshua and the elders did everything that they thought was right to do according to the instructions that God has given them, but they did not consult God when it came to the Gibeonites. And so they made a covenant with them. And because they made a covenant with them, they were deceived. And the reason why they were deceived is because they did not consult God, even though they were interrogating the Gibeonites to make sure that they were not from any of the surrounding towns or nations around them. They relied on their own understanding. They relied on their own reasoning according to what God had already told them to do. So that always stood out to me that they did not consult God. And because they did not consult God in the matter of what they were trying to do by keeping his commandments, of what he has instructed them to do, they were deceived. So I always had that at the forefront of my mind, that I need to consult God in all decisions that I make. Even if I know that God has told me to do X, Y, and Z, I need to bring it back to him and say, Lord, you told me to do X, Y, and Z, and this opportunity or this situation has arise. How do I navigate this situation? Because the Bible says to acknowledge God in all of your ways. And what I've learned quickly is that sometimes when we hear God tell us to do things, we just say, okay, God told me to do X, Y, and Z. And we just go ahead and do it. And we don't consult God on how he wants us to do it, or when he wants us to do it, or where he wants us to do it. We just take what he says and we just run with it. But we need to consult God in every step and every decision of the matter. So I've learned that very quickly. So I learned that also with asking him to help me to be able to discern who was for him and who was not for him. And the way I can do that is if I know his word. So with that being said, I unfollow all those people that I just named, because as I begin to spiritually mature, I saw inconsistencies and I saw that some of them were operating in a spirit that is not the Holy Spirit. I'll just leave it as that. Whether it is flesh, whether it is self-righteousness, whether it is in the spirit of mammon, you know, always getting money. And so what I will say is this, is that the conversation was always around, God is going to bless you. God made me a millionaire. God did this, or whatever the situation was. And is it wrong being a millionaire? No, absolutely not. Because why wouldn't God want to bless his people to live comfortably, right? But as I begin to grow maturely in the spirit, I realized that when you have a lot of resources and wealth, it is a greater temptation to rely on your resources and your wealth rather than it is to rely on God. So God actually told me to unfollow all of them, to be honest. And so I did. I unfollowed all of them. So my prayer was, Lord, lead me to pastors and ministers and people who are following you and they are following you because they genuinely love you. Now, I'm not saying that those other people that I previously mentioned does not genuinely love God, but it just wasn't working for me, right? Their ministry wasn't for me. So lead me to people in ministries that is for me in the way that you are calling me to walk in this life that you have called me to walk, or to lead me to people and ministers and ministries that are in alignment of what you have called me to do. That's what I want to say. That's in alignment of what you have called me to do. So I found Prayer Storm TV with James Elatterin. I think that's how you pronounce his name, Elatterin. And so I love prayer. And even before I became a lukewarm Christian, when I was a baby Christian back in 2013, 2014, I will wake up and I will pray because that's what I saw my mother do. And so I will pray, and I will pray all the time. Wake up early in the morning, I would just pray and I would read my Bible. And so life started to happen. And because of the things that I was going through at the time and a lot of things that I had inside of me at the time, I drifted away and I just did whatever I wanted to do. And I was a lukewarm Christian. That's just what it is. So when God has restored me and he called me back into his loving arms through his grace and mercy and compassion, and I was like, okay, this time I'm going to take my relationship with God very serious. And if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be all in. And so 10 years later, right? Because this was actually, it was in 2022. So now we're, what, in 2025? So almost 10 years later, now I am this Christian who is growing spiritually, and I am following ministers who are in direct alignment of what God has called me to do. And I am an intercessor. God has called me to be an intercessor. Now, disclaimer is that all Christians should pray, right? We all should intercede, but God has given me the grace to be that intercessor in the body of Christ as like a watchman. He gives me prophetic dreams. He gives me prophetic insights. He gives me a prophetic word, because just a small little story, I have been dreaming prophetically since I was a child. This one dream that I would never forget, I was in the fifth grade and I went to LaSalle Elementary School in Los Angeles, California. And I was in the fifth grade and my teacher passed out. Now, before my teacher passed out, I had a dream maybe like a week or two before. And she was in this really red, pretty dress. And so she was teaching a class as she usually does, because she always wore dresses. And she passed out. And when she passed out, a lot of people were going crazy because they never experienced a teacher passing out at school before. And all these other things. And, you know, I saw the teachers and the administration like running like chickens with the head cuts off. I saw the students excited, or not really excited that this is happening, but they were in shock that this was happening. And I was sitting out in my chair looking in shock, like, what is going on? Didn't really think about it because I'm like 9 or 10 at the time. And so I just go on about my business. And so when my dream actually happened, she wore a red dress. Now, me being 9 or 10 at the time, I don't remember my age. I didn't think, oh, she's wearing a red dress. I had a dream that she wore a red dress. I wasn't thinking about that, right? I'm like, okay, whatever. It's just a normal day at school. But when she passed out and I started to see what was unfolding, I quickly remembered the dream that I had about this incident happening the way it's happening right now. And so as it's happening, I'm sitting down in my chair just as my dream was, and I am in shock because I see everything that is happening just as I have dreamed. Now, I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell my mom. I just kept it to myself because I didn't know what was going on. So from that moment on, the Lord was showing me that this is my prophetic calling that he has given me. I didn't know it at the time. In hindsight, I'm like, Lord, you have been speaking to me since I was a child. So now fast forward, we're going to fast forward all the way now. I'm in my 30s, right? And so I was like, okay, Lord, I have had dreams that have came true. They have came true exactly as I have dreamed them, or as you have given them to me. So when the Lord had led me to Prayer Storm TV, as far as just really supporting their ministry, watching their videos, and just enjoying the word that comes from that ministry, the Lord says, I have called you to be an intercessory prayer. So I said, okay. And I love it. My mom is called to be an intercessor. So even when in 2014, I'm like, Lord, I don't know what you have called me to do. You know, I have these dreams and X, Y, and Z. And like, what did you call me to do? You know, I don't know. What is my gift? And when I was reading through the Bible at that time in 2014, the Lord really highlighted Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 11, where he rebukes Aaron and Miriam. And he says, if there were prophets among you, I would speak to them in dreams and visions, and they would have to seek after me to know what they mean, but not to my servant Moses. I speak to him directly. I trust him. He's someone that I trust. So that always stood out to me, like, Lord, are you telling me that you have called me to be a prophet? Now, I don't know what a prophet is, right? I don't know what a prophet is. So I just kept that to myself, because who am I going to speak to about these things? And so then fast forward, I became a lukewarm Christian, and life was happening and I was happening and all these other things. So now fast forward to today, and I'm like, Lord, I know this is what you said years ago. Can you just please confirm it in the matter of what you have called me to do? And so you said, I've called you to pray. I've called you to intercessory prayer. So that's what I do. I pray. I'm on the prayer ministry in my church. We pray every week. We pray on Zoom, we pray on the weekends, like we just pray. And I love to enter into the presence of God, even sometimes where I am feeling slowful and I'm like, Lord, just help me, right? That's the prayer. Lord, help me. Or the Lord is revealing to me what I should pray for and who I should pray for and the manner I should pray for them. So again, you know, the Lord has instructed me to do that. So this video is to give a warning or just some advice to young Christians. I'm talking about spiritually young Christians. It doesn't matter if you're 50 years old, if you decided to start your walk with Christ today. You know, my advice is to always consult the Lord to lead you to people who are in alignment to the assignment that He has called you to be in, that He has called you to work. What is the assignment that God has called you to do, and lead you to people who are actively in that assignment as well? And so I love prayer. So God has called me to that. And so He has also led me to James Kowala. And so James Kowala, he does amazing teaching when it comes to dream interpretations and just in the spirit realm. I have had a lot of spiritual encounters that I did not understand until I really started to follow James Kowala, and he uses scripture and he uses, you know, his wisdom and his experience, but mainly scripture to teach the word of God in the spirit realm. And also he's in the ministry of deliverance. I'm like, Lord, have you called me to deliverance? Now, what I want to say about the ministry of deliverance, I don't necessarily believe in mass deliverance like we see with Jenny Weaver and what is that guy's name? I don't know, Pagani, whatever his name is. I don't know. I don't believe in mass deliverance services and things like that. Oh, you know who I also used to follow too? What is his name? Oh, John Ramirez, right? His testimony really struck me years ago when he first came out. So I also follow his ministry now as well. And so I'm like, Lord, am I supposed to be in deliverance, but not in the way that we have traditionally seen deliverance, right? Just knowing how to be delivered, how to stay delivered, and how to help other people gain their deliverance as well. And so I was like, okay, Lord. So he led me to these teachers, and Aromi Asai, he teaches, and the revelation that he receives from God is really astonishing. Like, wow, I never looked at it from that perspective. And then I also follow William McDowell. He's a singer, but he's also a pastor, and his ministry is, I love his ministry because he has a singing church, and I love worship music. So when I was a lukewarm Christian or just not walking with God at all, I used to listen to R&B music, like it was worship music. And so when I came to Christ fully, I gave up R&B music. I gave up all secular music. And so I will listen to his songs. He had an album called Revival back in 2015. And I will listen to that album on repeat because that album really ministered to me. And I didn't understand at the time that God was requiring me to give him my yes. So it's a song called I Surrender on that album. And now when I listen to that song, I'm like, Lord, you were telling me at that time in 2015 to just say yes and to surrender to you. And I didn't even know. I would just sing the song, I Surrender. But I didn't know that God was like sanctifying me and pleaded with me to surrender to him. So it's amazing how patient God is, and truly amazing how long suffering he is. Now we're talking about almost 10 years, right? This was back in 2015. So I'm going to say 7 years, but it is amazing how long suffering God is with us because he's patient with us. So my advice to young Christians that are spiritually young, it's not talking about age, right? I'm talking about spiritually young, is to consult God in everything that you do and consult God on who you should follow and have him lead you to people that is going to be in direct alignment with the assignment that he has for you to do while you're here on earth. I believe that when you first come to Christianity, you just follow on anyone who says Jesus, right? But we need to be wise, and we need to have understanding on why God has led us to this particular ministry, why God has led us to this particular person, because they are in direct alignment with the assignment that he has called us to do while we are here on earth. So that is all I wanted to say on this podcast. I hope it was helpful and edifying to you all. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. And again, do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel, and head over to my pop-up shop where you can purchase merchandise and help the channel grow. Thank you all for watching, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.